Continue in the holy letters of the Rebbe. We're up to letter number 6365. Baruch Hashem, this letter is dated the 5th of Tammuz, Tavshin Yudches, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So, they wrote to the Rebbe about somebody who was going to write to the Rebbe. They notified the Rebbe that he should expect a letter from this individual, a bachur, and the Rebbe says, as of now, I didn't get any letters from him. There were no letters received from him. But the Rebbe says, I want to give over to you a message, basically. I want you to explain to him that there is a saying of our sages of blessed memory that when there is a child born into a family, that becomes a sign of blessing. It's a siman bracha for all matters. And especially, the Rebbe says that he actually already saw that there was a change for the good. So I'm not sure exactly what they're talking about over here, but the Rebbe is encouraging and giving him a message of encouragement that since he already began to see, even obviously, the Rebbe calls it be'enei basar, with the eyes of flesh, so you can vividly see it, that there has been already a change for the good. So strengthening in the trust in the blessed Hashem, that will increase even more, and it will hasten, and not only hasten, it will really speed up. So the Rebbe, as points out many times, that a lot of times situations arise in life which are merely a test. If we show Hashem that we trust in Him, He actually removes it from us. So He works that, so we pass the test. You know, it's like getting a test, and if you pass the test, then that test is removed from you. So the Rebbe is giving him a message of encouragement that should continue to strengthen his trust in Hashem, and that will hasten that redemption, that's what he's looking for. Now, she wrote to the Rebbe, now I'm not sure, because this letter begins with Shalom Uvracha, and but the Rebbe is referring to a she over here, that she writes about getting, it's about her stress, that she's very tired from work in school and from the work at home. It's just very, very stressful, very difficult. So the Rebbe says, it is my strong hope that this is only in the beginning period after there was an interruption. I guess she used to be teaching in the school. Again, this is my suggestion from what I understand, but she apparently used to teach in the school, then she took a break, and then she came back, and she's writing to the Rebbe that that's something which is she finds very difficult, stress from the school and then home. But the Rebbe says this is only a beginning. He's hopeful because there was an interruption of some time, she took a break. But the Rebbe said, after you go step by step and you get into the routine, and also that you will train yourself and you organize your time in a way that your tiredness will diminish, get less and less, until that, I guess, exhaustion, that tiredness will pass altogether. And the Rebbe explains that, you know, there is a physical tiredness, but then there is a satisfaction, a something that you feel accomplished. You know, being a teacher and seeing that the work that she is doing is effective, that brings a person a sipuk nafshi, a satisfaction. So for sure, the Rebbe says, that is tied to your holy work. So that would hasten even more in removing your tiredness, and in instead of that, in that place, to add physical strength and spiritual together. So the Rebbe is saying, yes, in the beginning it seems hard, it falls hard, but the Rebbe says it'll dissipate as time goes on, especially taking into consideration the satisfaction of this position and teaching will give her the renewed energy to overcome that tiredness that she's talking about. The Rebbe blesses her for good news and all the above, and for success to utilize these special meritorious days, the days of redemption, Yud Beis and Yud Gimel Tammuz, which are upon us. I look forward for good news. So the woman apparently wrote to the Rebbe that she finds it hard going back. Now, I'm not sure if the Rebbe encouraged her to go back to work to this, or whether she took a maternity leave, or why she stopped. It's not clear, but the Rebbe basically says that he's hopeful and confident that as time goes on, things will get easier, and the satisfaction and accomplishment that she has from her work will help overcome that burden of tiredness and a difficulty that she's missing. Interesting, the Rebbe encourages everybody and blesses everybody, but also gives them some very real advice. Sometimes you think that you're going to be at home and it's going to be easier for you, but having this satisfaction is something which is also a great part of your life, which helps you also physically and spiritually together.